Borough Manager Tim Rooney was not present at the meeting. He submitted a written Borough Manager's report to be read by a proxy. Rooney commended the work done last fall by linemen to replace Wrangell streetlights with energy-efficient LED lights. This conversion will save the city an average of $32,000 per year in energy costs. The report continued with an update on the installation of telephone poles on Spur Road. The poles are ready to be put in place. He says the process is expected to move quickly. The Assembly supported the city's decision to continue with its utility disconnects. After notices given, utilities may be shut off in homes that have failed to pay their bills. The Assembly continued with a discussion about the city's affiliation with the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. Assemblymember James Stowe moved to create a new energy committee to focus on Wrangell's energy options. This committee would potentially include representatives from the SEPA board, as well as the Thomas Bay Power Authority, technical staff, and the utilities superintendent. Vice Mayor Bill Privett says it comes down to the decision of whether to stay with SEPA or divest and become independent. But he says it's important to work closely with neighboring communities.
Since we are not alone on this, we have another community involved, which is Petersburg. This is not something that we can do on our own. But I think that we should at least look at the whole process and look at that, and if it's in our best interest, and when I say our best interest, I include Petersburg, then that is something that we should, as two communities together, move towards.
The Assembly asked Mayor David Jack to make contact with Petersburg and formally initiate the discussion. However, the Assembly says, above all, they don't want to put a financial burden on locals by increasing rates for power. The Assembly expressed its concern with the possible scrapping of plans to build an Alaska-class ferry. The Alaska Marine Highway System had planned to add the large ship to its fleet. The plans were put aside when the costs were higher than expected. There is currently a discussion about whether to build multiple shuttle ferries instead. Those smaller ships would service the Lynn Canal from Juneau to Haines and Skagway. Concerns have been raised about the safety of running such small ships in rough water along that route. Vice Mayor Privett says he'd also like to see a ferry that would not be so exclusive to one area.
From Wrangell's perspective, more necessarily than from just from up north, but if we're going to build an Alaska-class ferry, let's make sure that it has an opportunity to travel throughout Alaska, not a shuttle ferry, because shuttle ferries are simply much different than an Alaska-class ferry, I guess, which can go from point A to point B, and C and D and E and F, rather than A to D.
The Assembly encouraged the mayor to write a letter of concern on behalf of Wrangell to Governor Parnell. Ernie Christensen will take over the Assembly seat vacated by David Jack when he was appointed mayor. Assemblymember James Stowe explains why he moved to appoint Christensen.
The reason that I proposed Ernie Christensen is my concern for the upcoming electrical things with SEPA and with the other things that are going on with our electrical side. Ernie has served on that capacity before. He has good knowledge, and he was on the original energy committee, and I hope he'll serve on that when we form that, and that's my main concern.
Finally, Dr. Greg Szilard spoke during the public comment period.
I'm not sure if y'all have heard, but today I've got my privileges at the hospital, so those of you who don't know, I just wanted to let you know I'm looking forward to working in the hospital again and taking care of my patients there in the emergency room. And I appreciate those of y'all who have supported me through this long ordeal.
There was no executive session following the meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.